time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Rose Wallen with the USU Extension Office out of Emery County. A couple of events going on that we wanted to bring him in and talk about because we're getting closer and closer to Halloween. It's not that far off. We've got a pumpkin decorating contest that's going to go on, and then also an estate planning class. And we'll talk about both of those for a little bit and get some information out there to you in case you wanted to be a part of it. Ro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's jump right in and we'll talk about a pumpkin decorating contest. Now, this is kind of fun and it's rather unique because you're not asking for them to come in and decorate a pumpkin.
No, no, we're not. We don't want to have any knives or glue or paint. We'd like you to bring your already decorated pumpkins at 3:30 on October 24th. We'll be doing it at the Rec Center in Castledale. So it'll be nice and warm no matter what the weather is. But if the kids want to bring in their decorated pumpkins, we'll judge them and give prizes. We're also going to have food, games, yeah, I think it should be a fun, relaxed afternoon.
And, you know, everybody's slowly, some people jump the gun and October 1st, they're ready for it. But people are starting to get into Halloween right now.
I think so, yes.
And so your pumpkins should be decorated and ready to roll. So this is a great way, once again, as you said, that bring in your already decorated pumpkin. You're not going to be decorating them there.
No, nope.
So look at it that way. It'll be a lot of fun. Once again, 3:30 to 5:30 at the Rec Center there. The pumpkin decorating contest, just take your pumpkin in and drop it off for that one. And, you know, these things jump out and happen all the time. And 4-H and the extension office over there and everything comes up with these great ideas. So it's going to be really a fun afternoon for the whole family is the way it sounds. Is that right?
It is, yes. We've done this a few years in a row now, and it's always been a lot of fun.
All right. And then another one that may not be a lot of fun, but it's still something that needs to be taken care of, right?
It is important.
It is an estate planning class. And let's talk about, you and I talked about this for just a little bit before we came on, because, you know, I've got a mother that is a little advanced in age, and it's time to start getting things in order. It really is, because God forbid something happens and nothing is ready to go, right? That's kind of what this class is kind of based on.
It's just preparing for, you know, what happens to all of us. So it's going to be on Thursday, the 26th, 6:30. I'm not in charge of this one. I'm not teaching it, but they're going to be talking about titled and untitled property. So, you know, things like the house and the car, what do you do with those? And then also the heirlooms, you know, the things that, things that may not be worth a lot, other than sentimental value, but can still cause some arguments, if you don't have a clear idea of where or who those are going to.
And as you said, a great example that you gave is, you know, who gets Grandpa's saddle?
Sure.
Who gets Grandma's,
you know, the china, you know, the tea set, the, you know, all of the, you know, even things like the cookie cutters that you used as kids, you know, they're not worth a lot, but they mean something to a lot of people.
And that's the one thing, too, as you said, even though to others it may be something small that really means nothing, to you it means everything. And that's why it's so important to make sure that all these things are really spelled out.
It is, yeah.
And as you said, the lady that's teaching the class, she is not a lawyer.
Nope.
But the whole point of this class is to kind of get you ready to go talk and have that conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It kind of have the conversations with the important people. And then once you decide to make it legal, you know, you have a good starting point. You know, you can save yourself a lot of money if you're not, you know, paying $200 an hour to have the discussions when you can have those beforehand.
And honestly, as you were saying too, it's better to get it done ahead of time.
It really is.
You don't want to, you know, have to jump in and figure all this stuff out. So those are really good. Now for the estate planning class, do we need to call and make a call ahead and let them know that we're coming?
If you can, yes. They do have some, I think a little booklet and some materials that we'd like to get prepped. That one is $10. If you'd give us a call, just at our office, it's 435-381-3535. But the other one, pumpkin decorating, is all free. Just show up and have some fun.
And bring your pumpkin and have a great afternoon. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
All right, Ro, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We appreciate the time.
No, thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.